That might have been our best episode ever, man. That literally, I think that might have been our best episode ever.
Really?
Oh, I'm not kidding, man. Oh, that was funny as hell, man. I couldn't stop laughing half the time.
You did great, my man.
Oh, thank you. I thought I was overdoing it. No. I took fucking oxys, so.
You could have told that on the show, you know. We don't fucking care.
Oh, we don't care.
It's funny you said it was smoking and shit like that. That's cool. You made me hear the show on your thing. So I knew that you were pretty much letting go. That's why I wasn't holding back, but I wasn't getting crazy.
No, brother.
But I enjoyed this. This is fun. But, you know, like, if you guys want me back another time.
Oh, for sure. We got to have you back.
Be 100%
we got to have you. We got to have you back for sure, man.
Hey, man.
We got to do like 3, 4, 5 episodes. This is the greatest thing ever, man.
I'll be in the background cracking jokes if you want, but you know, you guys got a fucking, he's got a direct system and shit like that. You guys gotta let me throw one of my bass solos on.
We've had, in prior, we were working with our old producers, we would have like people come and do live.
Yeah, we need to do that. Hey, let's do that. Let's do a live concert.
From here?
Yeah.
I'll get the musicians, and we don't need big equipment.
We just need big uns.
Biggins. A lot of biggins. No, wait. He's right. We might need them because we need to deaden the sound.
Yeah, it'll bounce off. It'll bounce off the fat, absorb the fat, yeah. I learned that in science class in high school, man. Oh, my God.
You know, like, when you put together the studio, what do you put on the wall? You put, like, 8 cartons, and you put rugs and shit over it and crap like that.
Oh, I wish we had the old studio, man. The old studio? King Kong's old studio? I love that fucking place, man. That house was amazing.
Well, once he gets organized and everything like that, you guys could like get a couple of those walls to cut the sound together.
I can't hear you. What's up?
I'm just looking your way. I like you. You're a tattoo freak, aren't you?
Yeah. He's a tattoo artist.
Yeah, he is,
really?
Too.
Good, maybe you can help me out. I got a couple of things to have you fixed.
What's up?
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, just give me 2 minutes. Hold on,
just a second. Yeah, it's just.
Well, it looked like you took it off and put it on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
This is fun, though, I gotta tell you guys. This is
you
fun.
Got
that's
nanny?
A piss.
You have some nannies?
Come on.
Let me get a nanny.
I got another call.
Let me go. Maybe 2.
That would have been the best episode ever. Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
Really,
my friend Katie definitely loved the show, man. That's who I was texting on my phone. She's like an avid listener.
Like, cool. Remember, it's just a fucking thing.
That's it.
It's my Ampeg system that I got. It's a rack. 400 watts of pure.
Well, we like Ampeg. Racks on this show, too.
Shit. If I brought that here, I could never get it up past 1. With that, was in there? Shit. Right. But this is a control. This is a control system. And I'm telling you, man. At the porn shop. Parking is so expensive.
That's where you get everything good. The porn shop.
But you gotta get the right stuff. You know what I mean? You gotta get the right stuff. You don't just go in and buy any amp.
That's a good movie.
Fender's there and all kinds of shit. I wasn't gonna do that.
Right.
I forgot to tell you guys, we gotta bring it up on one of the next shows.
We gotta have a follow up.
I sold my equipment when I was having shipped across the country.
Oh, yeah, we gotta have a follow up interview. We got part 2 of the interview.
I say we send a fucking mob after his ass. He stole.
Oh, I got connections. I'm the godfather of the mafia up in this.
Shit. We're gonna talk. Because he stole so much of my shit. It's unbelievable.
I'm pretty sure I can find the connections.
My EC Rich, my Fender Power Jazz.
Oh, that ain't good.
My G&L, all my ESPs, which I was endorsed for. Unbelievable. All like my amps. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 4-12 amps and 2 2-10 18 amps. That's my system. That's what I play.
Man, that's a jerk move by him doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because I know he sold it for nothing. By PC Rich, $1,200. My 8-string bass, Carlo Rebelli. Ugh, gone. I got it for like, you know, under $2,000. Because I got it from John from Raven. He was moving to get another one. So he gave it to me for like half the price and shit.
Oh, okay.
Probably sold it about $50.
Probably. Man.
That fucking pisses me off.
Oh, we have to have a follow-up interview in this. Get all that. It was like the first section of the interview.
Definitely. Go off on that, dude. Attention, consumers of wanting money.
Yeah. Watch out for this.
Definitely get that one out.
This scumbag's gonna be. He's gonna be the first one to
throw
in the wall.
He's around. Yeah. And I know I got warnings and shit like that. You know, we never know. Listen to me. These people on the TV shows and crap like that, right? Mm-hmm. They call in, you know, people getting busted left and right and shit. Somebody's always looking.
Of course. That's how it is. It's like a more
I like the skulls, by the way. I didn't see them until now.
Oh, yeah.
That's very cool. This is what my house looks like. You gotta see the shit I got. Yeah, I'm very into this crap and shit like that. My band is Halloween.
Oh, that's why I feel the holiday, man.
Yeah. You gotta see this shit. Outside my door, I got two lamb's heads. The bones.
Yeah.
Hanging.
That's cool, man.
With a cactus underneath it, one of them really pointy, loud motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I got a fucking skeleton right in my window right there. It's like clacking shit, and he's really fucked up, and it says, enter your own risk. Wow. You know? Now you go
awesome,
to my house,
man.
You gotta see the shit that I got. Now, I'm into all kinds of shit. I'm big into Marvel and all that kind of DC and shit. Batman, all that crap I got.
You don't need, did you bring your stick?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got the old fucking Batman shit.
Oh, I love
crap
Batman.
Like that.
That's like the best.
I got a Batmobile this big from the TV show.
60 show?
Yeah. And you know what it came with? It came with George Clooney as the Joker.
Nice.
Lee Merriweather as Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Cesar Romero as Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Right? I forget who was playing the Scarecrow. No, Burgess Meredith was the
right.
Anyway, this whole shit.
Burgess Meredith, that guy was a fucking.
Yeah, he was, man.
I loved him in
Rocky,
Twilight
man.
Zone. That's some heavy
that
shit.
Yeah. Thing that he could see.
I could have.
He was the original
Stickman.
Yeah,
the
right? Boom.
Stickman.
Talk about getting.
That guy's legendary Stickman. Burgess Meredith?
Shit.
That motherfucker was fucking every...
I'm telling you, man. I like his attitude. You know, I like the way he's always, like, kind of himself, but he can be somebody else. I like that. You know,
that's
he can go out of his way to act. See, the best actors... I've done a lot of shit. You know, I didn't even fucking know yet. You know how many movies I've been in and TV shows? I used
Probably
to work for actors reps on Broadway. And they got me on, in case you guys want to check... they got me on the contract there for years. I was in Private Parts.
That
was in The Scout. I was in a hell of a lot of NYPD Blue and NYPD.
I've seen that show.
Let me see. I did a Pizza Hut commercial. I did commercial.
For...
But, like, I was in the background. You know, I was never the star. You know, don't get me wrong. I wasn't like, hey, here's my commercial. I was just there, a background, $100 a day. You don't even
That's
have
crazy.
To go on the fucking thing. You know, a lot of times, like when we were shooting a couple of the, because I did a lot of the NYPD Blues and shit.
Yeah.
I would just get, like, you sign in, and most people are trying to get on the camera. So everybody's there, right? I used to go down to the village, hang out all day, come back and sign out. I don't give a fuck about that. I want $100.
Is that the girl?
Yeah.
And that pizza commercial I've never fucking seen in my life.
Oh, yeah?
You probably never will. They shoot so many commercials.
Oh, of course.
They'll release it maybe in 10 years.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, this is distinctive, this particular commercial. And, No, just, I don't think they did it. We had a hard problem. They wanted to make it like kind of a winter situation.
Yeah.
Snow on the ground.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing they did was like just use what they had. And they frosted it with the blower, the truck.
Okay, yeah.
But it was melting too fast.
Oh, okay.
So halfway through, they decided to lay down the rug shit.
Yeah.
You know, the cotton crap.
Yeah.
And the whole shit. And it just was a fucking disaster all day long. Most of us
sitting
around waiting for them to get their shit together.
Yeah.
And by the time it was all done, I don't think they did it. Because I never seen the fucking commercial in my life.
That's what this place would look like. But just
I like the taste, man.
I haven't even been
now you're talking.
I got to yesterday at 9 a.m.
It's going to look like that, man. That's the old studio, man.
That's what this place will look like. I just fucking longer than
Well, hey, yeah,
it'll be good.
I'm moving too and shit like that. Shit. So, like, you know, I appreciate it.
Like, if you need any help and shit, I'll always help. You know,
I'm only on probation in about a month and a half to 3 years. So,
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know. I know you don't. You're a school teacher. You have any felonies, right?
Hey,
you have any felonies?
I had some, but I have no more.
Because like my PO will be stopping by, like guaranteed.
Yeah.
And she will check you. Yeah, yeah. She will search you. So if you have weed in your pocket, I know school.
I'll give him my ID straight up.
Yeah, no. That's why I asked prior.
But take the beer can.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, he's good here. That was just in my office.
Oh, okay.
That was just my office thing.
No, come.
Yeah, absolutely, it's right there. But come when I'm sentenced, like, I can't, if you have a felony, I can't be around you.
Alcohol. I'm cool.
You're good, yeah. As long as you don't have one, bro, because I get 4 years.
Like I said, I got arrested for attempted murder and shit, but
well, that's another story we're going to ask about next time.
Attempted murder. So, at least I got nothing.
Go ahead, use the bathroom.
Yeah, this is the one who's listening to this show.
Can you take the room?
No, straight ahead. Because like my PO.
Here's our newest fan.
What's up, girl?
Jeez, I was like, whoa. Yo,
okay.
It's called Dr. Kavarga. That's what's up.
Holler at that.
Okay.
What do you think I've been doing?
Start getting these girls on the show.
Oh, she's the one. I'm trying to get her down here next week.
Yeah.
I don't, man.
Next week
is she hearing this right now?
She might not be hearing this.
Probably. That doctor don't care, man. My friends are hot and they're cool, man.
Yeah, I know you don't have any felonies. You're a school teacher.
I know people who do though.
No,
well, I don't mean this being.
No, I can't hang out with. They can't come into the house if they've got a felony. My PO stops by, runs them. They got a felony. I'm gone for 48 months.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't gonna happen.
If someone has weed in their pocket, like
that's gonna be the biggest thing to worry about. Weed.
Like, let people know, and like, if we have a guest, be like, hey, he's gonna check you. Don't worry about it. It's just what he has to do. Because I will be checking. And it's not about, you know, if you forget or, like...
Well, at least we'll be able to get...
weed in their pocket, I can't take, you know.
No chance.
Well, I can always chug down my beer before the show outside.
Yeah,
so I mean,
yeah, like, drink it out of the...
Beer? No beer either?
No alcohol.
No beer, yeah.
It's nothing. Drink it out in the car. Nothing.
So I know the story.
Yeah, probation is
My friend in Long Island, he had a very colossal roll on him. All the time.
Yeah,
12 o'clock at night, they come in.
Yep.
Look in your garbage, see if you have an empty can.
Yep.
I get
48 months if I get one violation.
Oh, trust me, we're not doing that.
We're not until April. So we can
drink. Party up till then.
April Fool's Day, that's when it starts.
Hey, I got a track since you play bass that I want you to do bass on.
Yeah, sure.
We're doing that 6-9 track. Like,
listen, I do a lot of studio work all my life. So, you know, I could play any fucking thing.
Yeah, you said, well, as soon as you said you don't need to pick, I just, like...
Oh, no, this is player. It. All four.
You're a bass player.
All four, man. You know, nothing of me. All good. I say picks are for dicks if you're a bass player.
That's who I was at with last.
Yeah.
You know, you got their exceptions. Oh, yeah. Greg
no, I've yeah. seen mm-hmm. good players with picks. Don't
that's
be
that was the proof from last night.
For speed. Matter of fact,
exactly.
See this? Now, all of these together, that's twice the speed, man.
Yep. No, so as soon as you said, I'm...
If you ever hear, I did a lot of work on the first Anthrax album, Fistful of Metal.
Right,
so you hear all
she's got beautiful
shit,
eyes, my
right?
man.
Anything
this one
that
right
doesn't
here.
Sound like the pick,
yeah.
he couldn't do it. Up
he's also had two husbands and two kids by him, and they're both different.
Fucking 15 years ago.
Okay.
I'm almost 40.
That pretty much shows me...
And they're both different. One's biracial, one's not. So it's like...
you're talking about players.
So they don't even look like the same.
I can keep
going. Oh, good.
It's kind of weird, man.
That sounds good because. Yeah.
That's like the only drawback with that one.
Like, so when you said.
And
Neil
I'm
Hurt,
crazy.
She's pretty cool, though.
Neil was my best friend's godfather. He hates being called Neil Peart.
He hates being in anything. He's disappears.
Well, no, yeah. So, like, he's my, like, one of my close buddies'
that's
godfathers.
Great.
And so, like, and.
Got a little feedback.
Yeah,
right?
So do you know Buddy, cool. Buddy Rich is?
Of course
Buddy
I know Buddy
so my
Rich
best friend
Elvis'
grandfather. Nick Rich was like my... So
really?
Cassie, Buddy's daughter, Cassie, was like my mom. I still call her mom.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, so I've gotten some lessons with some really fucking cool players.
Well, I'll tell you some things I played with that I even brought up. Dion Belmont.
Yeah.
Family friend.
Yeah.
Dion, nice. My mother and my father grew up, right? And at the Arthur Avenue Feast.
Yeah.
He knew me, right? Mm-hmm. And then he heard me. And he said, call me.
I called him.
He put me in the studio the next day. Yeah. And you know what? I'm with a lot of people say, call it a one-shot wonder.
I love those.
I go in there and I rip it out.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, like, I'm a studio drummer. Don't get me wrong. I lost my job when digital drums came out. Because you don't need a drummer anymore.
What I write.
Yeah,
but I gotta make you hear my shit.
Well, I blame the robots for taking everybody's jobs, man.
Because I'm an engineer, I can.
That's what you need to build a wall around, like the robotics manufacturing places.
That's cool.
And it's kind of shitty. It makes me fucking hate playing drums, but I enjoy playing drums.
Authentic.
Yeah, because they're authentic. Honestly, when you go into Pro Tools, it's like I can fucking play.
The same thing you're doing.
Yeah. The best drummer in the world. I can play right
on.
That's true.
Hey, I'll play you.
16th notes.
Imagine that.
I can go like doing my feet.
Like, yeah, I can do it like
that. See, that's a drummer. See what I mean?
But if you can just go on.
But what I'm saying is I can make it. I can just literally
just by hitting it.
Just like taking my mouse and going.
But that's what we were talking about with that rap shit. I'd rather have the real shit.
See, I do a lot of, I engineer a lot of rap, hip-hop music.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's okay, you make money doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that has nothing to do with how you feel.
I mean, today's music, but it's all about making money. You know, it's what's hot, what are the kids buying, you know?
I got to hear my releases and shit.
Yeah,
especially Lost. I mean, when you hear it, you're going to be like, this is a three-piece band? I don't fucking believe it.
Yeah, give him my number and shoot me a text.
Yeah, I'll come on anytime you guys want me to come on.
Here
it is.
Well, that's what I do.
Get in there and shit. I like that. You're perfect.
That's the doctor.
You're a perfect like drawer because you always got something new to say. Wait, is that a fighter drink?
Yeah, I got a very high
IQ. I play 4-string, 8-string, and fretless.
I think it's my buddy.
You got to play. Wait, play 8-string with no pick.
I got a buddy.
Okay. Neil Peart.
Neil Peart? Oh, here, yeah. What do you know? I can play every one of his tracks.
Okay.
I mean, if I heard, I gotta hear it. If I remember it, see what.
I gotta hear it.
Right.
Damn.
Look at my wrist.
That's why I had to set
this
up.
This shit has been fucked up. I spent all day fucking playing today because I wanted to bring this in and just fucking rape you, which I want to do a future reference.
Yeah.
When I'm fucking playing, I'm like this. It hurts now when I'm not playing.
The older I get, my fingers take 30 minutes to warm up. Like, I've noticed I can't do shit I could do when I was 18.
Look at this shit.
No kidding, man.
I'll walk out with you.
You know, constant ripping apart the calluses and shit.
Like, I've noticed, my finger, I'm tighter.
Yeah, it's
like,
called aging, man.
My 5-stroke rolls and my was ridiculous. And now it's like, it takes me a half hour to even fucking think about it.
I go through a couple of heavy-duty songs. If I start off at La Villa San Giacomo, by the end of the song, I need 30 minutes.
Yeah, definitely hit me up this week. I work till 5. If I'm off tomorrow, shit. You can go by tomorrow, I'll have most of the shit set up.
And
we're fucking
there.
Like,
we're
gonna
have a follow-up. One thing is, I just moved out here, as you know, so,
getting around. We gotta do a follow-up interview, next week, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, this is where I'm at, so just.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, I sold my truck today, so.
Really?
Yeah. I got $7,000 for it. I got to pay the city.
No wonder where I was at.
Oh, so you end up with a car.
Literally 30 minutes before you got here, the guy fucking bought it.
Wow.
I was like, where's his car at?
Yeah, I fucking sold it.
That's why I couldn't.
What'd you have?
It was a 2013 Nissan Frontier four-door truck.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was a nice truck. It's a nice truck. I just fucking...
Reliable. I got a rich chance. I bought that fucking... Price for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking about.
I had to spend...
Rodney, you are a great...
The city still owes me
time. No, that was the best episode ever, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to disappoint the fuck out of you guys.
I'll say this much. The stories were great, man.
I don't know.
No, as I said, we gotta have follow up interview. This would be like a 3 or 4 part thing.
Definitely. I'm down.
Oh yeah, you fit right in, man. That's how Swoo got in too. He's the same thing with him. He just fit right in.
Swoo is another
musician we interviewed. Yeah. Same thing happened there. He's your weed buddy.
He's
the weed man.
Is that a tower? Thank God that's a tower.
Yeah, it's a tower.
Freaked the shit out of me.
It's the dark tower.
The dark tower. That's a little thicker. I gotta read seven. I didn't read seven yet.
Oh, seven's good.
Don't tell me.
I'm not gonna tell you what happens, but it's good.
Yeah, I read all the
way. I like the Wasteland. And then the first one, too, Gunslinger. Those are my two favorites.
The second one.
And the Wolves of Kala, I like that one, too.
Wolves of Kala.
Those are my three favorites. That's the number one. That's the best one. Then probably Wasteland and the first one.
With the dishes, taking the fucking things on there.
Out of the ones you've read, those are the top three. The first one, Wasteland, and then that one, Wolves of Kala.
I like the second one. The third one kind of got on my nerves. I like the second one, Wasteland.
Wasteland's
good. I was pretty cool on number six.
Yeah, number six.
What's the one that went back talking about the pets?
Is that
three or four?
I think it might have been four.
That's
the one before the Wolves of Kala, I think.
Before.
Yeah.
It kind of looked back to one where the kids blow the dogs off with the fucking bomb and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, I remember it, but I haven't read it for a long time and shit like that. You know, I was moving, doing this. You know, my house is like
a
fucking disaster. That's why I'm getting a house now.
The seventh one's going to be awesome. Just trust me.
First of all,
the ending is crazy.
Like this thing,
yeah, it's like
know,
a thousand
it's like
pages.
Sandwiches and shit.
Yeah, it's like The Stand, man. That's his best
yeah,
album.
All
the
shit.
I love The Stand.
Don't even go there, man.
I think they're making them into a movie, man.
Yeah, what about... No, wait a minute.
They're doing
Pet
Sematary.
From Black House, the first one is... The one that he did with the other guy, what the fuck? The Talisman.
Yeah.
The Talisman, it's a black
guy. Talisman, house. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, shit.
I gotta give you the number.
Yeah, he's gotta give it to me. I finally got it organized. You have no idea what I went for.
Oh, shit.
But we're bringing this number with us before we switch it. So.
Yeah, dude.
We
got it.
Well, I'm off tomorrow, and then I work at the tattoo shop Tuesday through Saturday till 5 every day.
Well,
and then I got football.
If I can figure out, like, you know, how to...
AAF, baby.
Like, down here, whatever.
I'll be here all day tomorrow.
That sounds great. Because that little hockey I got in there is more than good enough for this.
Oh, yeah,
not too much.
No, I mean,
and,
I can plug you direct. I got plugged.
Oh, fantastic.
You like the dregs and shit like that. That's what I play, man.
I got... You can plug your...
cruise control is, like, one of those things that...
You can plug direct in. Yeah, I got plugins, man, that you can go through every amp on my fucking plug. I got a 1,000 bass amps that you could use.
Yeah, well, like I said, this comes out, and I got the jacks. So we just run that right around you.
Sweet. What's the number?
I guarantee you one thing right off the bat. You're going to have a good fucking time.
Yeah, because me and this guitar player,
this is the house number, brother.
Oh, it is? Okay, shoot. Yeah, give him my phone number and then call me. If I don't answer, leave a message.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't answer numbers. I don't know.
I'm not very good at that. My mother's in control of her phone, so I hear you.
But I'm going to let you, if I don't answer, just leave a message. I'll know, and I'll call you right back. If there's a message, I'll listen. Cool. I'll call you right back.
That.
I fucking trying to airdrop.
Yeah, she's finally got it worked out. I mean, I couldn't talk to Sir William for a long time because
That was the issue with
him. Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier, Will.
Tomorrow. Dude, I'll have some shit set up so we can play too.
And that little amp kicks ass and shit, you know, so we don't have to worry about carry equipment.
Sweet. I mean, you don't even need to, if you don't bring it, I can plug your bass direct in, and I'll literally pull up an amp on a plug-in.
I just had a brilliant discussion idea for next week, or whenever you come back.
Mm-hmm. Well,
country concerts versus
I'm
rock concerts, the differences.
You guys want me to hang out.
Dude, yeah.
I'm down.
That'd be like a good discussion, because I used to go to rock concerts all the time, and I go to country and rock, so it's like major differences, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I mean, about the crowd, mainly.
I don't like to go to concerts. I don't like to leave my house. I like to stay in my studio.
I was at the craziest concert in Vegas history.
What's that?
The Vegas shooting one.
Oh yeah, he was.
I was there, man.
What is it?
The one that had the shooting here in downtown.
Oh, you're kidding!
I was there. I was in the fourth row, man.
Oh, wonderful.
I saw the whole thing go down.
Wow.
I'm the one who got everybody out the back. One of the guys. It's like me and the guy to the left, me and the guy to the right, me in the back. Three of us like organized and just got everybody the hell out of there.
Wow, man.
That was crazy, man.
Credit for that.
That was the craziest concert in Vegas history, man. October 1st.
I heard about it. You know, that blew me away.
That's why I wear this. That's why I got that.
Really?
No matter how bad it gets,
yeah.
You know, look at that and be
hey,
like,
man, you're a gentleman.
Oh, no, I wanted to beat the shooter up. I thought it was like an ISIS attack, man. My friend got a video of it, too. Everybody's chanting USA, USA. Yeah, like everybody was chanting like USA, right? They thought it was an ISIS attack. That's pretty crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Will, you left your stuff on somebody's car over there. No, I'm over here, dude. Oh, yeah, it was good, man. We gotta definitely have at least a follow up interview for sure.
Oh, shit. I'm telling you. Like, bring it
right there. Yeah, it's gonna be good, man. Let me get this set up.